Just an emphasis, y'all are worthy.
Wow.
Breaking out my dessert season from Upstate Brewing. It's a German chocolate cake pastry stout.
Ew.
I don't know if I mentioned it last time.
Sounds delicious.
Oh no, I've been there since we got together last. It smells like cake batter and tastes like magic. And it's 10%.
That'll do.
Oh man, the guy who made it. We actually got to meet him. That was pretty great. It was a maybe trip at the end of my wife's birthday, like, week adventure. And we're like, it's just right off the highway. Yeah, let's go ahead and check that place out for our first time. The head brewer was behind the counter. He's normally not. So I got to meet him. Got to meet the head brewer at another brewery in Pennsylvania who came by to have him try out the new thing he made. So we got free drinks from him, too. That was awesome. Nice. And the guy's same name as me. He's a Mike as well. He was local for a while to me even, which was awesome. We had instant connection. It was great.
Sweet deal.
And afterwards, like, that beer is the tastiest beer I have had in no less than 365 days. And I ended up, you know, thanking him by giving him the small bottle of apple brandy that I picked up on our trip. My favorite apple brandy. And he's like, well, we can't have you going thirsty, and insisted I take another 4-pack of dessert season. I'm like, I'm not going to say no to that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
We had a bromant.
Bromant. Well, welcome back, everybody, to Absolution Road.
Glad to be back.
Does anyone remember how we play this game?
We roll dice and make shit up within the confines.
Simple enough.
It pretty much sums it up, I guess.
Simplicity itself. Except not. It's quite complex.
When we last left off, Father Ozol had run into some new friends and defended the Fava farmhouse from an orc raid. You had some close calls there.
We did.
Very much so.
You did manage to take them all out, and nobody died. Nobody not orcish, I guess.
Not yet.
And I believe that's basically where we left off. You guys, after that fight, helped Farmer Fava out a little bit, cleaning shit up, getting shit back together.
Indeed.
We burned some bodies, for sure. Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely on our to-do list.
Yes, I do distinctly remember there being talk of a orcish barbecue. That might have just been in my head.
Well, after that, you all decided to follow Father Ozol on his journey home, I believe. Maybe he showed you the map.
I'm guessing not the map I was just looking at.
A little bit of a travel map here.
We are south of Leopardstadt. Along a roadway that brings us to Kotod, north of Tamravena.
East of the Tusk Mountains.
Huh. West of a thing that calls itself a lodge, but is symbolized by this, like, lone stone tower. I guess that could be a lodge, but that's not the image that is conjured by the word.
The same with the one to the east that calls itself the Cantor House, but again, looks like a tower or fortress.
A lot of former lighthouse keepers retired out here.
It's a rooks.
Everyone's so picky about their lodges.
If there's not stuffed animals and heads mounted on the wall, is it really a lodge, though?
To the east of the road you're on is the Lesser Motre River. To the west are the lower foothills of the Tusk Mountains. It's about 22 miles to Kotod from Fava's farm.
Heck of a walk.
It's about 2 days, right?
Let's see. Are you on... I forget. Do you have horses or are you on foot?
We were on foot.
I feel like we're on foot.
I do believe we were on foot. I think there was discussion about potentially seeing about getting horses to ride or something like that, but I don't think we necessarily did.
No, Thava had horses, but we didn't negotiate anything like that with him.
Yeah, he had 3 horses, I think.
Yeah, it wouldn't even have been enough, and they're going to need him to resupply and rebuild anyway.
They're workhorses now.
Yep.
So you could get like 12 miles a day. Or wait, 24 miles. So it's about a day's journey, I'd say.
The 24, I think, assumes that we all have a move of 30. I believe we have one member who doesn't.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Probably 3/4.
Yep, I have a 20-foot base speed.
Oh, yeah. So, like a day and a half, maybe. What do you guys think that travel looks like over that day and a half? You guys talking about anything?
I feel like Waylon is definitely regaling everyone with stories of his previous adventures and travels. And that's how we escaped the cave of the Cyclops, and then we got back to our ship. This was before we ran into the Sirens, mind you. It was a 10-year journey that we went through.
How many Sirens was it? Thorin is very conversative. He'll join in conversations. He'll yes and them, try to get more out of them, but he's not forthcoming with his own.
Nador will occasionally pipe up with traditional dwarven songs, you know, like, I am a dwarf and I like to diggy diggy hole.
Huh. Ah, dwarves in their digging.
Classic dwarf.
Dwarves in their digging. Such a trope. I think that Father Ozel is enamored by meeting the second dwarf that he's ever met in his life, and will definitely try to learn more about dwarven culture while he's on the road. It's like, oh, I've met one other dwarf before. He's a great cook.
With that comment, you know, Thorin looks over to our new dwarf, waits to see if he offers any cooking advice.
As long as you don't burn it, and it's not raw, it's cooked, and if you ask me.
Rations it is.
The road is pretty clear on this day of travel. You don't really pass by anyone, surprisingly, on the road on your way to Cortown.
I mean, if we do have... I don't know if cooking is a skill specifically, but I do have a 5 to survival if that would work for making checks for cooking.
You're good at getting things to cook.
Indeed.
Goes out, gathers, gets some small game, throws it down. It's your problem now.
Pretty much. I supply the food, what you do with it, and what happens after that, that's on you. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, we'll say you get to kind of the end of this large section of foothills at the base of the mountains, and yeah, you see a large bridge crossing the river into the small town of Cortaud.
This is the one where people were kind of going missing and nobody could remember, right?
Mm-hmm. Essentially. You weren't really sure what was going on.
Exactly. But, I mean, there was, like, shops open and nobody could remember when the shop was, like, cleared out. And they're like, what is going on? Like, and we're like, I don't know. Yeah. Father Ozel will look at the rest of the party and say, I don't know what type of evil is in this town or what is taking over the people. What is forcing them to lose their memories about the events that are happening. But stay vigilant.
Yes, remind me, who are you again? Just kidding, Father Ozel. We'll have our radars up here for sure.
Forgetting things is... Well, it's frightening, to be honest.
There were stores empty and houses completely vacant. Nobody could remember who lived there or why. When we went inside, it looked like they had just vanished.
How long ago were you here?
We were only here maybe 3 or 4 days ago. It wasn't very long. It was probably a third of the town that nobody could explain why they were missing.
Are we sure it's wise to go through this settlement then and not just around it?
I don't I don't think we can. Something here needs our attention. I'm not sure why.
Thorn reluctantly nods.
And why was it that you left the settlement, Father?
This settlement in particular?
Yes, you mentioned knowing what happened here. Or there had to have been a reason for you to depart.
We were on our way to Leopardstad. We had no time to waste. But I remember weird things about this, and I can't exactly explain it. But something is here. Something dangerous. If we can avoid it, that's one thing. If we can solve it and help these people, then maybe that is what we are destined to do.
Holds up a torch in one hand and his axe in the other. What I'm hearing is we level this town and set fire to it. Purification by flames, correct?
Maybe that is the answer, maybe it does not.
I don't know.
No, Nantor.
Kaboom!
No kaboom.
I don't have too much experience with many sorts of mystic things, but I do know that not all of them are tangible in nature. Burning a village down might only create room for more.
Everybody give me a will save.
Ah, shit.
Hot damn it. Nice. It's a good first roll.
Woof.
That is a 16 for Wayland Geronimo.
That is, 6 for Thorn. I have to make sure that number is correct. But he has bonuses against certain things. Even then, he's not hitting a 10, so...
Yeah, I got a natural 20 for a 27.
Yeah, Will is not my good save. Not a fighter's either.
Cloak of Resistance.
So it would be a plus 3 total for a 22, is that right?
Plus 1 from the buff from the cloak would be a 3. Unless it's against an undead or something like that.
Yeah, it sounds like you rolled a 22.
Yes.
That's fine with me.
All right. So, you enter the town of Kortad?
Yeah.
Yes, with me all the oblivious.
As you enter through the north end of town, there's some farmhouses and residences on the way here. You see, there's some farmers working in one of the fields here. Father Ozil, you hear a strange music, almost like a humming, but it doesn't have a constant rhythm or melody. It's kind of changing, odd sounding. You're not really sure what direction it's coming from. It's just kind of on the air.
Does everyone hear that?
Hear what?
The evil.
Nobody else hears this.
It's the evil.
Yeah, like Waylon's like trying really hard to listen.
I'm unsure what you mean.
Bienegod.
Nods.
You cross the bridge and you pass by what Ozil remembers to be the guardhouse. Ozil, you start to see strange 2-foot-wide holes in the ground. One or two every block, every few hundred feet. It's kind of odd.
I don't know what they were here for, but I don't remember all these holes. What are these holes?
Holes? What holes?
Nobody else can actually see the holes.
You guys are just messing with me. The holes, look around you.
Thorn shakes his head, looking at you.
Waylon kind of looks over at Thorn and gestures in a manner of being like, what's with this guy?
Are you well?
Thorn just shakes his head and looks. Are you messing with us?
The holes, they weren't here. They weren't here before. You guys don't see the holes?
Does he gesture at one of the holes?
Oh, yeah.
I will walk over to where he is gesturing and would stand on approximately, or attempt to stand where he is gesturing that there are holes.
Okay.
Do I fall into a hole?
Roll me a reflex save.
Oh, shit. 18, and I did remove the 3.
Yeah, you fall, and it's a deep hole you didn't even know that was there.
from down at the bottom here.
Holy shit, there's a hole here! How the hell did I miss that? I love that!
Father Ozel, you should have warned us.
I tried.
Sorry, with that reflex check, you're able to catch yourself before, like, falling all the way down.
Oh, okay, so yeah, I will, like, holy shit, there's a hole here! This is quite curious. Who would hide such a wonderful hole like this? There must be valuable minerals or gems at the bottom.
To Waylon and Thorn, does it appear like he's just sticking halfway out of the ground?
It does.
What?
So from my perspective, you know, half in, half out of this hole, do I see that there is now a hole there? Or does it look like I just fell into a conveniently placed dwarfish size hole?
I imagine you're, like, interacting with it. You can see that you're in a hole.
Thorn tries to help you up.
I will greatly accept the assistance in getting up out of the hole.
Get out of that invisible crevasse.
Yes, this is going to make traversing this city quite dangerous if there could be hidden holes everywhere.
Waylon's going to pull his bow out and is going to start, like, scanning around the city, looking towards, like, rooftops or windows for anyone that might be watching them or playing tricks on them.
Right on. You can give me a perception check.
Do I, by chance, now recognize that there are multiple holes? Or once I'm out of it, does it look like it's just plain ground again?
Yeah, you don't see the hole once you get out and turn around.
That is a 27 perception check for Wayne.
Very nice.
27 to 31, depending, for Thorn.
Oh, what's the depending?
The depending is +4 on attempts to eavesdrop or to find concealed or secret objects, including traps and doors.
Nice. So you guys are scanning the rooftops, windows, and you catch for just a glimpse, just like a split second, a reflection in one of the windows that looks like it's coming from across the street, and it's this white, hideous face with black, empty eye sockets and large white teeth and a wicked smile on a long white neck, and then in an instant it kind of whips out of view of the reflection in the window and disappears.
Thorn, was that a relative of yours?
What in the hells was that?
Not even gonna lie.
He just gives you this, like, that meme-y, like, the fuck are you talking about gesture.
Out of character, that legitimately creeps me out.
I'm not... He looks down like, do I look pale to you? He checks his teeth. They're not pointy.
You do appear to be a little on the pale side, but that thing is creepier and even more pale.
I'm more tanned than most Ustalavians.
That building there, there's something appears to be watching us. And Waylon's going to slowly start trying to, like, make his way around the building to see if he can't get a look inside from a different angle.
I'm going to pull out my weapon and angle it so that it is hammer side out and would like to follow.
Is there a knowledge check on any of that? Anything that I can perceive? I only really have one knowledge, so if it's not religion, he's never heard of it.
Do you have knowledge holes?
No, I'm not a dwarf.
That would have been a good...
I have dungeoneering and engineering.
I knew I should have put points in that.
Ironically, those are both class for me, but I have no ranks in them.
Yeah, same.
Best I can do is local.
I don't think I can help you there.
All good.
Whatever it is, I do not trust it.
Waylon and Thorn circle around the building that they saw that reflection.
Attempt to, slowly, just like trying to get a different look inside the building.
Nador will follow.
Seems to be a residence. The gate to the yard is wide open. There's a doghouse in the yard. And Yeah, you don't see anything behind the building when you come around the corner. Father Ozel, are you following them too?
I think he'll stand in the street, sort of, watch them kind of go that direction, and just kind of observe what else is going on in town. There were farmers out in the field, but anybody in town where we are?
So, we'll say you're like just past the guard's hut at number one there. You see not a lot of people. In fact, yeah, most of the buildings around you right now seem to be vacant. Some doors are swinging open.
Like, much less than the last time I was here, but same effect.
Essentially. You notice also more holes down each street that you look, and quite a bit of blood in the street on walls of some residences.
Oh no.
Some of the holes have blood stains around the edges.
Eventually we'll loop back around.
After checking around the backside of the building and not really finding another way to look in, Wayland's gonna make his way back to the front of the building, but in doing so is probably staying like right along the fence to make sure he's not falling into an invisible hole, hopefully.
And you said that there's a distinct lack of people, right?
Yeah, it seems a lot more empty than you'd expect a town of this size.
Well, I fear that we're going to need you to be our seeing eyes, Ozel. Those holes are missing to us.
There's blood. There's blood everywhere. Whatever happened to these people was obviously not innocent, and it was probably has to do with all of these holes. There's blood just everywhere. People gone. This town was full of life last time I was here. The one thing I do remember is that there was something very odd about one of the wells in town. Maybe we should find someone to see if they can. They know what's going on. But the last time I interviewed anybody from this town, they had no memory of it.
Perhaps we cut right to the chase and slip down the well and see what's at the bottom.
I don't know.
If you knew there was something with the well, that might be the first place to start.
I've never seen evil like this. Must tread lightly. I can lead us around the holes if you, I guess, follow me.
Lead on.
Yeah, we could single file line it in case they're gonna fall in somewhere. Push further into town, maybe?
Waylon will kind of stay at the back of the line.
As you're walking down the road, if you got up and traveled, like, most of the day, it'd probably be getting dark here.
Yeah, I mean,
you're the one who controls the passage of time, Kronos.
So as you're walking down, it's like dusk, and you notice there's lanterns down the sides of the roads, the main roads, and maybe half of them on this road are lit, and then they just stop being lit, and it gets darker as you get closer to the town square.
Can we attempt to relight these lamps that are out as we move down the road?
So they're like kind of tall, like you imagine there's an implement of some sort, to like a lamplighter, tall lamplighter stick. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Fear whatever happened to that lamplighter happened as he was in the middle of his job. It seems as if they're getting taken at random.
Yes, it appears as though they either have left the lamps on or they just never got around to lighting the rest.
How far is it between the unlit lamps? Like, from the last lit one to the first unlit one and so forth, how much distance are we talking? Every X feet?
Maybe, like, 20 feet.
Is there a hole in between where the last lit lamp is and the first unlit one that looks like maybe swallowed that fucking lamplighter?
There are several holes around that area.
Ooh. That's not...
And as you're approaching the town, Ozel, you see much more blood on almost every structure that you're passing by that looks vacant and completely normal to the rest of your party.
Coming from a dwarf, this may seem a bit odd, but perhaps we should carry at least one of us with a lit torch. because it does seem that if whatever this is that's doing this isn't letting them get enough of the lights lit, perhaps having a light might be beneficial.
Do one of you have a torch?
Oh, I do. Yeah, Ozil, kind of more visibly stricken, especially because you guys are not seeing what he's seeing, is like kind of shakily grabs a torch out of his hand and a flint and steel, I guess, and hands it over to you guys, strikes it up. I feel like we're getting closer to the epicenter. There's much more blood. Holes, the frequency of the holes, it's increased.
Let me see that a moment, please. He reaches out for the torch to whomever has it.
Take it.
I mean, if I need to, I could carry the torch. I would just be using my weapon one hand and not having my shield equipped.
Thorn takes a hold of the torch, then lets go of it, and it floats down the street, attempting to light the next 5 lanterns.
Ooh.
How did you do that? That is wonderful.
I can manipulate things. It's a gift.
I have 120-foot range with the telekinetic effect, and we don't want to go between the lit one and the unlit one yet, so I figure you say 20 feet apart, that's 5 more.
Yeah. You can light some lamps up, no problem.
Then I'll bring the torch back, and wait a moment to see, with his hand up as if to implicate, wait, to see if anything comes scampering out of the holes they can't see, agitated by the presence of light.
What does Ozil see?
Flaming spike trap!
Fucking...
No. It's eerily silent.
I love that Ozil just seems like a crazy person wandering around being like, oh my god, it's all over! And you guys, because you fell into one hole, are like, that guy totally knows what's going on.
I mean, to be fair.
I mean, we would have thought you were crazy had he not fallen in.
Proof of concept.
I know. I kind of wish
the blood, the holes.
You wouldn't have fallen in, and that would have been even funnier. You're like,
man, just walks right across it. There's no hole here. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit.
And is the hole in the room with us now?
I believe that this priest might be off of his. Oh, shit.
Yeah, nothing happens. It's eerily quiet. As you're approaching the town square.
I don't see much.
Keep your eyes open for a goods shop.
I may not be the most intelligent being on this planet, but I am wise enough to learn from my experiences and trust when somebody says something is going on and something happened that I couldn't see and but experienced happens. And I just go, you know what? You seem to know what's going on.
Well, I appreciate that.
Keep your eyes open for a shop that deals with general goods.
There's a general store up ahead.
We might need to get rope.
There is a general store, but most of it was cleared out. We checked the last time I was here. I wonder if anything has changed. There's one of those in the center, right? 2, 3, or 4?
You're talking about the potion shop?
I thought we went into the general store as well. Is there a general store I thought we went into?
Yeah, there is a general store. I just don't remember if you'd gone in there or not.
I thought we went in there and that person was gone, and we searched for anything and we found nothing.
Well, the potion shop for sure, that happened there.
Oh, okay, maybe I mixed those up.
Well, let's hope that they left some rope behind.
You can make your way to the general store. It's also in the town square.
Following Ozil's directions so we don't dunk ourselves in the unseen.
Maybe keep those lamps lit.
And I'll keep lighting lamps along the way as we do.
Yep, you can light your way. They stay lit once you light them. And as you come into the town square, you pass by the Married Caterpillar, an inn that Ozil and his friends had stayed at before. Across the way is the Phony Orb. It looks like a potion shop. There's a stable and the general store. There's number 5 there. Needed things, it says on the sign.
Well, as much as I don't like plunging into depths that I can't even see, If we're going to do it, we'll need rope.
Reaches into my bag and pulls out a rope.
Let's still see if we can find more. We have no idea how deep it is.
What else is going on in town? Like, there's just blood everywhere. So what does the square look like?
As you come into the town square, it seems like a pretty ordinary, well-kept, quiet, uninhabited town square to everyone but Ozil. To Ozil, it is a slaughterhouse. You think that's like part of an arm across the way on the ground. There's blood splattered everywhere.
Sounds like a carnival of carnage.
You see there are like holes even in some of the boards, like ripped off of the sides of buildings, smeared bloody handprints. It's pretty terrible.
And to the rest of us, it's just a normal, empty town.
Yep. You've yet to see a person other than the farmer on the way in.
Yeah, Ozil's, you know, more shaken at this. Just like, oh my god, what happened here? He kind of drops down to his knees and is like, just taken aback a little bit by the grotesque nature of what he's seeing, and just mystified that his companions kind of look at him maybe even a little bit more crazy than he was before.
You don't see it? Oh my, the travesty that happened to this town. The evil.
Shaking his head, no. Looking baffled by his own inability to see. Would having doubted absolutely were it not for his associate nearly falling within.
Waylon's like checking behind them every few seconds or so to see if like anything's changing behind them after they pass through.
Yeah, it seems unchanged. In the center of the town square, there are two wells. One looks fairly normal, everyday well. It looks like it gets used often. And the one next to it has large iron heavy cover on top of it with chains holding it shut, apparently.
Well, that isn't ominous in the least. How have I never noticed that before?
Thorne knows he's passed through this town before.
Does it look the same to me?
Yeah, you remember seeing this when you were here.
But the iron cover doesn't look any different?
It does not.
It's just like, the closer you get to the center of town, it just gets more and more bloody. Ugh. Okay. To the general store.
Gross.
Father Waylon, is it usual for the city to have two wells side by side with each other like this?
Thorne leans in front of you and stares you straight in the eyes, narrowed. Are you feeling all right?
You're calling other people your own name?
Yes, you're calling Father Ozil Father Waylon. Are you feeling well?
Yes, we've just traveled together so closely that it's, you know, like we're family, like we are becoming one. Father, perhaps we'll start over if we decide to use that for the recording. Father Ozil, is it normal for this city to have two wells sitting side by side like this? It seems like one would do the job.
I've never seen anything like this in my life. I must be under some spell. I can't even explain what I'm seeing. I must be under some type of evil derangement.
I would almost think that you were hallucinating, except for the fact that I fell into a hole that I could not see even when I was halfway in it.
Is it possible you're the only one that hasn't been affected by the spell, Father?
I would wish to not see what I'm seeing. Put me under the spell.
Thorn has an idea. Well, if you wish to solve the issue here, that would be ill-advised. I have a thought. Father Ozel, please point me to the nearest hole. Point straight at it.
He does so.
I'll float the torch directly over where Ozel's pointing.
Okay.
Does it generate light and or shadow where the hole is? Is whatever effect that hides it good enough that it reacts to light accordingly? Or might we be able to use this torch to keep from dunking ourselves, at least?
Yeah, I'd say you can...
Right?
Yeah, I like it. I feel like the way the shadows from the flames are working, you can kind of see odd spots that aren't casting shadow correctly.
Well, it's not helping us see what you do, but it might help us avoid falling prematurely. He points to the shadow edges and bits.
Can Waylon take some gravel or a handful of dirt or just something that would be kind of by the side of the road and kind of toss it onto that general area to see if that impacts anything we're seeing or feeling at all?
Yeah, the gravel disappears into the ground.
More ideas. One moment. And he'll make his way into the general store.
Okay.
Ducks back out a second. Waylon, could you hold this? And floats the torch over to you.
Waylon will hold the torch.
Ozel had mentioned that this place had been picked over pretty well, and I think I remember from the recording as well. But how about mundane items, things that aren't really necessarily of particular value? Is there any rope in there? Possibly any other miscellaneous things?
I know they rolled to find, like, remove curse potions from the potion shop.
Yeah.
I don't think they went to the general store.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, what, if anything, remains?
It's a fairly well-stocked shop. As you walk in the door, you hear an elderly female voice go, "Oh, welcome to Needed Things."
When that happens, as soon as that does, before he replies to her, as I hear her coming out and she starts talking, immediate red flag. Out of his bag will float a bell that will go out in the midst of them behind him without him even looking back and ring gently once and kind of point in the direction of the shop, then float back to the bag.
How peculiar.
Like to get the party's attention?
Yeah. Hello, Thorn will say loud enough for them to be aware that he's addressing someone.
Nador will start heading in that direction.
Greetings.
How are you on this fine day?
Oh, it's been a long day. Not a lot of business these days.
Yes, I could see it dropping off a bit.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
Just basic travel supplies. A rope, perhaps some flour for making bread on the road.
Should be some around.
Giller comes in. Don't forget we need soap for our clothings, too.
Make it 2 bars for Nador.
Waylon is going to stand on the doorstep and is still just kind of like, is listening in but has his eyes on like what's going on outside, or lack thereof.
Nador will have a very curious look upon his face as he is looking up at you like, what's with the bell, but not say anything.
That's right, Nador has like detriment intellect, doesn't he?
Yes. 7-inch intellect, but 12 wisdom. So I'm, like I said, wise enough to keep my mouth shut, not smart enough to pick up what's going on.
What about Ozel? Thorn's looking for the rope and flower.
Yeah, he's outside, kind of walking around, backing up towards the door like, oh, there's one person alive. I hope they don't end up like that. And he points to a pile of body parts, or maybe that. And he points to a blood stain. Just like wandering kind of around.
So he doesn't join us inside. Oh boy.
He's walking up the stairs, just slowly.
And Waylon's out there?
Yeah, Waylon's not gone inside just yet.
As a point of reference for stealth, I should mention this because we've kind of hand-waved it, but I haven't explained why. and some listeners might want to know. For small objects, my sleight of hand to hide it from view is a default of 32 without
rolling. Jesus Christ!
And I can take 10 on it at any point I want, as long as we're in what is considered an area cultivated by society.
That's
so that's how he got all that money just walking through town.
That's part of it. He is a professional pickpocket, but you don't know that. But yeah, no, that's kind of why I didn't say anything with the bell out and floating and then back in without drawing attention. They can absolutely perception to notice it, but that's really high. It's his one trick. Well, one of his few tricks.
At that moment, why don't you guys all go ahead and give me a will save real quick.
Yo.
Can we choose to fail it?
What?
That is a 12 for Whale.
It's also a 12 for Ozil.
I think I failed. Critically so.
18 base, a 20 against most mind effects like charm, compulsion, fear, etc.
So, Ozil, you're walking around, looking at all this viscera, and you notice there's a cat, like a grimy old alley cat, kind of walking through the square. And you see, out of one of the holes near the cat, this massive, long, white neck with a grinning, pale white face with large white teeth and black empty eye sockets, like it's a giant white snake almost, with a humanoid face, blood dripping from its teeth.
Like the Beetlejuice worm, but creepier?
Kind of. And when it comes out of the ground, you can hear that singing noise that you heard is coming from this creature, and it stops singing. Waylon, for a brief moment, you see appear out of thin air this massive white long neck with this evil looking face at the end of it, reach down like a brontosaurus and just bite the cat out of thin air and swallow it whole. You all hear that eerie music for a split second.
The hell is that eerie music?
And then there's nothing. You don't even remember seeing that creature.
Wait, so we all see it, but then we all forget?
Yes.
I feel like I forgot something. I was going to say something, and I forgot what it was. How peculiar. Oh, well.
Damn it.
Waylon is still just, like, keeping an eye on Father Ozil, trying to... As he's holding the torch, she's watching Father Ozil go around to the different viscera, kind of trying to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, Ozil, the town looks normal again to you.
And do I forget the stuff that I saw previous to that moment, or what? All of it? How much do I forget?
You forget ever seeing that creature.
Oh, okay. But I can remember that I saw the viscera?
Yeah, I think you probably would forget about the viscera as well.
Giller is, like, looking down at himself, looking for any peculiar markings, like, that would say something along the lines of SCP Foundation.
Yeah.
My armor is black all of a sudden. There's this white logo and letters. I don't know what it says.
I guess Father Ozil would walk inside to talk to the general store lady. Because then I don't exactly know how to play it.
Thorn would set two coils of rope and like 4 1-pound bags of flour. It's probably a 5-pound sack of flour if we're thinking olden days. It's not like they modern grocery store pack it.
That makes sense.
Two coils of rope and a 5-pound sack of flour, if she has it.
Yeah, you can pay normal price for that. It is there.
I'm not sure what the price for flour is, but I know that the rope is a gold a coil.
Yeah, let's call it like a couple of copper or something. It can't be that much.
I'll say a silver. It'll be easy for me to subtract. It is 5 pounds.
Question. Do we remember any of the other instances, like me falling? Do I remember falling into that hole?
Yes. You can remember the hole situation. Also, you can remember the holes, but the bodies and the viscera escapes your memory.
The strangest occurrence outside, but I can't remember why. Ma'am, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, my name is Oda.
Oh, Oda.
Oda Timbers.
Seems like most people in this town have you noticed everyone leaving this area?
Oh, not that many folks live around here.
What do you mean?
Thorn leans and looks out at all the buildings.
I've always had a pretty low population here in Kurtard.
There's a lot of buildings for a low population. I would have assumed there was at least somewhere in the ballpark of 500 to 1,000-ish people that lived here.
Oh, that's strange.
24 cents motive.
Yeah, you don't feel like she's being dishonest. She seems surprised by that information.
Extra concerning.
I guess I don't get out too much these days. Gotta keep track of the shop here.
Could I make some sort of a check based off of creatures that one might may or may not find in a dungeon that could hide things that may or may not come to the surface? To try and...
Give me a knowledge dungeoneering.
Creatures that emulate reverse whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's just everything going on's a bit much and my brain is just like derp.
Yeah, it's not ringing a bell to anything you've heard about before.
It's likely been well over a year since Thorne's been here, but he does remember there being significantly more people, right?
Correct. It was a hustling, bustling town about a year ago for sure.
Which is probably why he didn't notice the well. He was too distracted by other things.
Or was it, and that's just the false memories in his brain?
Oh, he has no clue. So Thorn will nod to the... thank you for your time and the goods. I appreciate it. And will make his way outside.
Let me throw this out there. I feel like Waylon could search to maybe see that cat's footprints, but... narratively, I'm having a hard time coming up with a reason that he would. Is it something that he could potentially notice? That there's like a set of footprints there that just stop?
If it helps you at all, I have a plan.
Okay, because I don't have much of a plan.
Yeah, me neither. Now that I forgot that.
You can give me a perception check if you're looking around there, Waylon.
Oh, sure. That is a 22 for Wayland's perception.
So, just kind of looking around this town square, there's maybe like a puddle on the ground that catches your eye as you can see that same white face in the reflection.
Oh.
Wayland will hand the torch to Thorn and maybe... knock an arrow and kind of slowly start approaching that face.
So if you're looking down at the puddle, it's like towering up behind you.
So you probably just drop the torch and spin around.
Standing right behind me, isn't he? As Waylon looks into the puddle and sees the thing towering behind him, he's going to turn around quickly and I'm assuming not see anything.
Correct.
And then if he looks back at the puddle?
Nothing.
Waylon will call out, goes, Thorn, they don't have a mirror in that general store, do they?
Didn't ask, by all means. Gestures back with one hand between knotting up the rope.
I'll step back in and ask if she has any mirrors.
Oh yeah, they've got these 500 gold piece mirrors.
Are they embedded in gold and encrusted with diamonds?
Encrusted with diamonds.
These little hand mirrors. Super nice.
Yeah.
Just got a whole palette of them.
Blame spellcasters. Blame them dumb spellcasters that need it for a material focus.
You can find some hand mirrors for fairly cheap. A couple gold a piece. They are fancy.
You gonna mention something about these hand mirrors? What's going on?
I will poke my head out and go, yes, they have some mirrors in here. A few gold pieces, I believe, per one. How many do we want?
Thorne has no idea what they're talking about mirrors. He's enacting a plan he has.
How many for four? How much for four, please?
Should have four around here. And yeah, she'll sell you some mirrors. So what's his plan?
So Thorne is tying the two sections of rope together and knotting them up, which I'm guessing eats like 10-ish feet of the rope total.
That sounds fair.
Make it easier to climb in case we need to go down into one. But while he's doing that with his hands, his mind is doing something else.
Ooh.
It's taking the flour from that 10-pound bag of flour and spreading it all over the center of town.
Ooh.
So that we can see the spots where it doesn't lay and stick.
Yeah, if Waylon sees that, he's going to, like, gesture towards the area where the big white faces, which will maybe become more white now with flour. He won't, like, audibly say it, but he's just going to kind of, like, motion
toward it. Thorne will tuck the mirror into the part of his bandolier that once had the potion of invisibility.
What I'm assuming that you're implying with these mirrors is that we use them to look at the reflection and try to see the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nador will take his mirror, put his back to the center of the town, look in a mirror over his shoulder, and slowly do a 360 pivot and see, you know, between the ground and the walls if anything looks different from what he is actively seeing.
Give me a perception check. Yeah, the town square looks the same, other than you can tell where the holes are because of the flower now. And you're kind of moving the mirror around, checking your perimeter, and like peeking out from around a corner of a building is that horrid white face with the gross, gruesome smile, and it just whips back behind the building. As soon as you see it.
I will, with the mirror still focused on that building, I will point with my other hand at the building and go, that creepy face thing that I think you guys were talking about, I just saw it, and it was over there.
I don't know how to react to this.
Does the flower being spread make any impact towards what Waylon saw previously in the reflection?
Yeah, the reflection, you don't see anything in the reflection anymore. It was, like, just there for a moment.
Oh, okay.
I'll save a couple fistfuls of flour for the belt pouch that I, empty belt pouch I have. Who knows if we'll need it again.
Pocket sand! Or instead of pocket sand, it's pocket flour!
Yeah.
I love powder. I use powder all the time. It's a great, great use.
Prevents chafing. Waylon is going to slowly make his way towards the building that Nandor pointed them towards.
Right on.
Using that mirror, could I slowly walk backwards towards where I saw that face?
Yeah.
Just for reference, where did I see that face at?
It was like behind this building next to number four here, and it just kind of whipped back in between them. and you're walking backwards, looking in the mirror, and you don't see anything at the moment.
I'm not sure if it's still around one of the corners there or where it went, but I saw it over here peeking from this around this building.
Give me a reflex save.
Ah, shit.
I was just thinking that.
Do I gain any bonus for using that mirror to see what's going on behind me or no?
Well, the way I was kind of picturing it is you're walking backwards using the mirror to see something that was up high and not looking at the ground.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Even then, we can't see the holes through the mirror, so.
With the 20, though, you're able to catch yourself. You fall into a hole, but at
arm's
length.
Holy shit. I thought some of you were marking these holes. How come nobody warned me?
Only in the center of town. It's not my fault you chose to go beyond that.
Waylon will help him up.
Shuffles up out of the hole. I'm actually kind of curious, and I turn around and I want to put my face down in the hole and see if there's anything in the hole.
Oh, no.
I mean, I've already fallen in it. If something's going to try and grab me, it's...
Definitely going to aim for your face.
Your eyeballs look delicious.
All right.
I am not a smart man. I am a wise man. I have never done this before, so I am looking.
You stick your head down in the hole that you just fell through, and you see a long, smooth, thin tunnel that cuts off to the left after, like, maybe 6 or 7 feet.
Would to the left, for our collective sake, be towards the center of town?
Yeah.
So for just the briefest second, a soft chuckle will escape my mouth, or escape from my throat as I think about, you know, just like flailing all of a sudden going, oh god, it's got me! And then I'll think better of it and I'll pull my head out and go, yeah, the hole, it's a long, thin, skinny hole, and it goes down and then hooks a left. And there's nothing in it.
From the middle of town, looking down the streets, does it seem to be a similar circumstance with the lamps down each of the main roads, save for the one we lit? Where the lights go to a certain point and then just stop?
It seems like that one road was half lit and none of the other ones are lit.
Okay.
Except for the ones you lit afterwards.
Father Ozil, I believe your theory about the well is plausible, probable, even.
Whatever is down there, I assume you're planning on going after it. We should all stick together and go together.
Yes, agreed.
I mean, if these people don't have any idea what's going on, who's to say that if we do this and potentially save them, that they will remember anything? Because if they don't remember anything, then how do we get paid for our good deed?
Nador, I have revealed all of the holes in the ground, and still don't believe that they are there. I'm not going to pretend to know what will happen with the people of this town. We haven't been offered an award, but this town will cease to exist if something isn't done.
Much more than potentially this town.
That is true, but hear me out. Financial gain.
Who knows what it took down there with it? If it's eaten hundreds of people, those people have pocket change.
It'll make for a great story, if nothing else.
I snatch up the torch and I slide down the hole.
Thorin, no!
What?
Thorin will try to grab him. No. I knotted no. This rope so we can attempt to descend the well.
Well, he's gone.
No.
He's half in the hole and he pulls himself back out. All right, we'll do it your way. It just seemed like I was already next to this one. It would seem to be a faster, but okay.
Thorin is full face-palmed. He just rubs his temples.
How would you get out?
I am a dwarf. I would dig my way out if I had to.
Yes, your jaw is a shovel, isn't it?
Holds up my adamantine battle axe. Hammer, axe, pick. It's an all-in-one multi-tool.
Well, I can't argue with that. How about you bring that multi-tool over here and help me take the chains off the well?
Okay. We'll head over and start assisting with getting shit ready to go down the hole.
Is it just chain-wrapped or is it locked?
There are locks on the chains as well.
I will attempt to force them open. If the DC is a standard lock or inferior, then I can get that with a take 10. But if it's over a DC 25, I actually need to roll or take 20.
Right on. DC 25.
So I will telekinetically pop each of the locks. And then, because my disabled device is a 15, and by virtue of a feat, does not suffer a penalty for not using tools.
Ooh.
I mean, I could also smash them.
Well, you can pull them off. They look like heavy chains.
Okay.
Plus, there's the iron cover, which, that's gonna be all you, buddy.
Oh yeah, that's like a massive manhole cover. It's pretty heavy.
I'm sure as hell not doing that.
Okay, once the chains are removed, I'll go over and try to flip over and remove the manhole cover.
Alright. Give me a strength check.
Nador.
17, that's enough to do it. You're able to push the heavy iron lid off of this recently unlocked well. Me will saves, everybody.
Yo.
Will saves.
Right? It's not much better.
I'm not used to having such a low one.
22.
15.
Wow, I actually rolled all right.
One higher if it's fear, three higher if it's from an undead creature.
You're all standing around this well, and he pushes the lid off, and this burst of foul smell, decay, death escapes out of the well and fills your nostrils.
Oh, gods.
And for a split second, maybe 6 seconds, you can hear this creepy, ever-changing melody in the distance.
We all float down here, Georgie. Don't you want a balloon?
That's actually the question I was going to ask before you had mentioned the saves.
You hear a visceral scream, a female scream from off in the distance somewhere. And you see all around you in the town square is full of blood and body parts and holes.
Oh, gods.
What a shame, all that wasted meat.
That slow look back to Nador. Please tell me you don't eat people.
I mean, food is food. Not my primary choice of food, mind you, but given the fact of starving or not starving, I would choose to not starve.
Thorn looks to Waylon and then to Father Ozil in hopes that they are equally repulsed.
Oh yeah. Father Ozil's more like, do you see it? Do you see it? I'm not crazy.
I...
Yes. And Waylon's like focused in on the well after hearing that like shriek.
I look at him, I go, I never thought you were crazy, Father Ozil. I've only fallen in 2 fucking holes.
Thorn is trying to ignore the disturbingness and tie the rope to the nearby well.
And in just a moment, it all disappears, and you forget having even saw it.
Alright, well, let's tie this rope to this well here. Do I forget that Nador talked about eating people?
No, that sticks out and it sounds really weird now.
What were we talking about again? I don't know why I said that. That does seem like a weird thing to say, but I mean, it's true nonetheless. It's, but
we'll deal with that later, Nador. Calm down.
Can I see the bottom of it? Is it deeper than 60 feet?
It goes down maybe a few feet, and you see there's little makeshift steps that circle around the side of the well wall.
No, so I didn't even need the rope.
And it goes down about maybe 40 or 50 feet.
To a bottom? A wet bottom?
Yep, a natural dirt floor, it looks like. Mm.
Well, whatever is plaguing this town has got to be down there.
Well...
And he hops over the side and gingerly takes a stair. Here, let me see some of that rope at least. He'll lower himself onto the first stair. Is it like a wooden stair?
Yeah, I paid for the rope and throwing it down one way or another.
Yeah, they're like thick wooden pegs jabbed into the stone wall.
Yeah, he will carefully lower himself onto the first one and see if it'll hold his weight at least.
Yeah, it appears to.
All right, he will continue down gingerly, just trying to be careful. You know, olden stairs, pegs in the wall, scary shit. Come on, everyone, it looks like there's a way down.
Nader, you're likewise blessed with vision of the darkness. You should probably go after to ensure his safety. We'll follow.
Fair enough. I mean, if you're not worried, I might try to eat him or something. Good God. Mention one little fact about the choice of eating human versus starving to death, and everybody loses their mind, shuffles down the hole.
Oh, don't worry. We don't think for a minute you would eat orc.
Just stops, slowly looks over my shoulder with that, "Are you sure about that?" look.
No, I'm not, and that's what makes it worse.
Soft chuckle and shuffles off down the tunnel.
Waylon looks at Thorn and says, So, should we get out of here?
Thorn is just... He looks mentally exhausted leaning over the well wall between all the shit that's been happening here and all of his revelations about Nador. We should go. It needs to be done. This town has suffered enough.
Waylon will take a deep breath and follow Thorn.
Thorn makes his way down using the rope to help accelerate the descent.
All right. You carefully descend this well about 40 or 50 feet down. It opens up into a kind of natural stone chamber. It's wet and damp, and it smells like rotting carcasses down here. It is awful.
I will sling my shield onto my arm and spin my weapon so that it's the blunt side of the hammer appearance of the weapon, so I am ready in case shit goes down.
The mirror still tucked into one, he'll pull one of the cold iron daggers out of another slot of his sheath, swap it in his haversack for a sun rod that he'll strike and tuck in.
Alright. This natural stone chamber opens up a little more, and there's only one way to go. The air is hot and thick and
blech.
Moist.
Blech.
And as you go a little bit further, this small chamber opens up into a large cavern. You could see areas of running water flowing through it. And in the center of this large cavernous chamber, a pond of water that has some sort of yellow light coming from the bottom of it, illuminating the water. Give me a will save.
No.
Natural 20 for Waylon for 23.
Oh,
got a 12.
All right.
I got a rock. I mean a 3.
So.
Just want to go on record saying casters are usually my go-to, so playing a character with such an abysmal will save is just nightmarish to me.
So you all see this yellow glowing pond in the center of the cavern. Let me put you on this map. There are what look like carved bone pillars on the outer rims of this pond. And that appears to be all there is to everyone except for Waylon. Waylon, you see this whole cavernous area is filled with body parts, bones, viscera blankets the stone floor like a red carpet. In the center of the pond that is dark red, as far as you can see, is a horrible abomination. It looks like it's growing out of the water and the stone around it. This mass of white tendrils and arms and hands, and it has several necks and faces. Looks kind of like this guy.
Oh, dear goodness. Oof. No.
That's not good.
Hey, how about no?
Is Waylon able to react quickly enough to fire an arrow at it before he forgets?
Yeah. I'd say you could fire an arrow.
Oblivious to the thing being there as we're walking and observing, Thorn will pat Ozil on the shoulder.
Well, if nothing else, the smell tells us we found where the bodies went.
Not realizing there's an abomination in front of them.
I'd have to say so.
Waylon's attack is an 18.
An 18's gonna hit?
It's going to do the bare minimum of 6 damage.
Alright.
And he'll quickly just kind of like tell everyone what he's seeing and where he's seeing it.
Necky nightmare.
Squirmy squiggler, smiler. And with that, I suppose we will roll for initiative. But I think we're going to do it next session.
All right. This thing is fucked up, man. So that's what we were seeing? I see what you mean. That's not what I thought. I like it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I am going to find a way to dye my armor black and print the white SCP logo onto it.
Such a wonderful hole like this.